Theater UNCA, in a co-production with Asheville Community Theater, presents Peter and the Starcatcher. It's opening Thursday at Carol Belk Theater on the UNCA campus. Two of the actors in the production are with us in the studios this afternoon. Chloe Zaytunian is Molly, and Alex Daly, I'm not sure we should give away your character's name, both of them with us in the studios this afternoon. Welcome. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Dick.
So let's start at the very beginning. This is Peter and the Starcatcher, and it's a co-production of Theater UNCA and Asheville Community Theater. Who would like to kind of explain that? How's that working? How did it come about?
Sure. ACT is undergoing some really dramatic renovations right now, so we didn't have access to a space, a venue to perform, and so UNCA really stepped up, and they offered their venue, but what ended up happening is this really great collaboration between cast members and designers, you know, faculty, students, and community members like us. So
yeah, Chanda, the director, has been sitting on this play for quite a while. It premiered on Broadway in 2012, and it's a really magical piece, one that allows for a lot of directorial creativity and cast input. So we have a wonderful cast of UNCA students as well as community members and crew who are also UNCA students, and everyone's been working together to create this wonderful piece.
Excellent. And it is being presented at the Carol Belk Theater while Asheville Community Theater improves their space for us. So this is Peter and the Starcatcher. Can I give it away and say it's a prequel?
Yeah,
go for it.
Okay. So it has something to do with a show that we probably all know and love, Peter Pan, which reminds me, it is also a musical production, is that right?
I wouldn't call it a full-on musical, but there's certainly some, there are two or three big cast numbers.
Yeah, it's all about great storytelling. So as it's sort of a swashbuckler and it takes place on some pirate ships and with some crews and on the magical island, there are moments where we feel the need to sing. Okay. And it's not a musical in the sense that I think a lot of people think of big Broadway musicals.
I like that you said we feel the need to sing. There was a recent interview on Fresh Air with the director of recent film that's a musical,
La La Land.
La La Land, yeah, and they were talking about the nature of musicals and how they're kind of thought of as old fashioned by a lot of people. But for him, he said there are times when song is the only thing that will satisfy the requirements. And I thought that was a wonderful way of looking at it. It's something you can do with music that you can't do otherwise dramatically.
Well, the show does a great job of that. I think, in terms of the singing, we definitely utilize that, but we also utilize music throughout to create all kinds of effects. And music is just one of the tools we use to tell this story. It definitely, that idea of, you know, having to express yourself, not only through words, but maybe through dance or through movement or through song, is something that we channel in the show.
Okay. So, Chloe, you play the character Molly.
Yes, Molly Astor.
How would you describe this person?
Well, she is a 13-year-old girl in Victorian England, and she's very unlike what you would expect to see of a young lady in England. She's ambitious. She's a bit of a tomboy. She can run faster than the boys. She can swim faster than the boys. She's 13 in a lot of ways, going on 35. And she's very strong, and this is really a story about her growing up and her discovering through Alex's character and through all the other sort of magical characters she runs into, things like friendship, loyalty, inclusion, love.
Very good. And you mentioned magical characters. Can you expound on that?
Sure. Well, we have mollusks that speak Italian, and I don't want to give too much.
No, no, you don't. You don't.
Shipwrecks and
okay. And you play an orphan.
Yes,
that's the way it starts.
That's right. I play an orphan who's been, pretty much abandoned for most of his life, and along with a couple other boys, and we encounter Molly just by chance, And as we see throughout the play, their paths are intertwined. And
You might even call them lost boys. Yeah. They're quite lost in the beginning.
You might call them that? Where have I heard that before? So we're talking about Peter and the Starcatcher being performed by folks from Asheville Community Theater and Theater UNCA. It's a co-production of those two organizations, and it opens on Thursday at Carol Bell Theater. I understand also that, and this I can never really get my head around, it's a very large, there are a large number of characters in the play, but not that many actors, which means you all play different roles. Is that right? How do you do that?
Yeah, well, we're very much an ensemble, so each one of us is playing between three and four and sometimes more characters.
Wow.
And like I said, it's really about storytelling. Like Alex was talking about having to jump into a song because we needed to tell the story. Mm. I mean, we don't just play a pirate or a boy or a mermaid. We're also playing a trunk or a tree or
a wave.
Yeah, so
I could see, you know, years from now, you'd be auditioning for a role and they'll say, you know, what kind of roles have you done in the past? And you'll say a mollusk or a door. That's really nice. We think of Peter Pan. Well, actually, I started to say we think of Peter Pan as a children's story, but heck, it was a huge hit on Broadway and then a huge hit in various forms ever since. Would you consider this a children's play? Or
there are definitely elements of the show that children are going to enjoy. They're going to enjoy the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But I think the adults are going to really get the most out of the play. It's certainly contemporary with the references that it makes. There's a lot of humor. Intellectual and farcical, I think that there's it's such a great adventure, and I think there are some really poignant moments in the play as well that remind us of lessons that maybe we need to hear again.
Mm, well
yeah.
put.
I think it's really important right now. One, it's just a really nice escape into this fantastical land, but also it's about lost people seeking inclusion and acceptance and the choice to love one another. And I think it's really, really important. And like you said, I think the adults can get as much or more out of it as children.
Very good. Very good. And now you open Thursday evening?
That soon?
Oh, no.
Sorry about that. There's still time. It does open on Thursday evening. I read the press release, and it's at the Carol Belk Theater on the UNCA campus. Tickets are available now.
Yes.
And what's the best way to get tickets for the show?
In this technology age, I would say to check out our website at ashevilletheater.org.
Okay.
But there's
Also at the ACT box office.
Stop by ACT if you're downtown. There's a Facebook event. If you just search Peter and the Starcatcher Asheville, I'm sure there are multiple channels that you can find your tickets.
Very good. You can even call us here at WCQS and we'll try to refer you to the right source. Our number is 210-4800. With us in the studios this afternoon, Chloe Zaytunian and Alex Daly, two of the members of the cast of Peter and the Starcatcher, which opens Thursday at the Carol Belk Theater and runs through April 15th. Thanks so much to both of you. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.